So finally this hour, there is something goofily magical about a popular song, right? Why this was a hit is one of those unanswerable questions. I mean, who could predict that something like this would make it? Like the TV shows that make it or don't, there is no algorithm that can reliably calculate how and why Hang On Sloopy was one of the top songs of 1964, 50 years ago. If there is an algorithm for making hits, though, it lived once upon a time in the troubled heart of music producer Burt Burns, who gave the world Brown Eyed Girl, Under the Boardwalk, and Take Another Little Piece of My Heart, a song which in a few minutes you will never hear in the same way again. It's the story of music producer and writer Joel Selvin's new book, Here Comes the Night, The Dark Soul of Burt Burns and the Dirty Business of Rhythm and Blues. Rhythm plus blues equals gold. And that was perhaps the first formula of pop music hits, and Burt Burns was right in the middle of it all.
Dead center, he was a gear that was pushed up against all the other gears in New York for 7 years, starting in 1960. Lieber and Stoller, Ahmet Erdogan and Jerry Wexler, Burt Bacharach, Phil Spector, Goffin and King, all of them had something to do with Burns. He sat in the center of them, and in many ways he made some of the best records any of those guys did.
Did Burt Burns want to be a songwriter, a performer? Did he love being a producer? He started his own record label, Bang Records.
Well, Burt Burns had rheumatic fever as a 14-year-old, and he was told that he wouldn't live to be 21. He dropped out of school and really didn't do anything with his life for a long time and didn't get into the record business until he was 30 years old. I think his show business ambitions were always there. He had sort of an interest in doing a little comedy, doing some mambo concerts, starting a record label in 1950 for a minute. But nothing came of that until 1960, when he landed a $50 a week job at Robert Mellon Music as a song plugger. And there he started writing songs. In 1961, he had his first chart record, the Jarmels, A Little Bit of Soap.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart.
And in 1962, he started producing records for Atlantic Records with Solomon Burke, whose records with Burns made him one of the biggest stars of rhythm and blues and saved Atlantic Records from a very dire financial condition.
I interviewed Solomon Burke.
Magnificent man.
Oh, magnificent man. The greatest guy. And, you know, it just shows how ignorant I am. He was always talking about and thanking Burt. And I didn't know who the heck he was talking about. And the picture really wasn't filled out until I read this book.
Well, Solomon has some resentments over the songwriting credits on Everybody Needs Somebody to Love, which is shared equally between Solomon Burke, Burt Burns, and Jerry Wexler.
Everybody needs somebody. Everybody wants somebody to love. Honey to honey.
We're not sure that either Wexler or Burns had much to do with the song's composition in it. If you listen to it, it reads exactly like a Solomon Burke sermon.
Sometimes you get what you want.
You know, Solomon Burke's birth was foretold, and he was born 12 years later. There was already a church founded for him by his grandmother, and there was a lot of excitement around his birth. And at age 7, he was preaching. By the age of 9, he was traveling the country, taking his message out in the world. He made gospel records in the mid-50s and then dropped out after he wasn't being paid fairly and went into the undertaking business. Only came back into the record business because Wexler approached him and asked him to record for Atlantic. Amazing man.
Absolutely amazing. Tell me about Burt Burns' hits and what he saw in rock and roll, and particularly in even some of the Afro-Cuban success that he had in the mambo music that other people didn't see.
The important thing about Burns' music that distinguished it was this mambo influence. A lot of the New York songwriters and record producers of the era incorporated Latin rhythms. But Burns was a strictly an Afro-Cuban guy, and the mambo is quite a bit different than the Brazilian kind of Latin music. It's a much more sinful, sensual, raunchy kind of rhythm and fiery stuff at the time. You look at a song like Twist and Shout, which Burns originally recorded with the Isley Brothers, and it's just taken off of the same chord progression that La Bamba and Guantanamera are based on. He loved that chord progression. He used it very, very effectively throughout his career.
A Latin tune. Man, you're opening my eyes, bud. What about Peace of My Heart?
That's so interesting. He wrote that song with Jerry Ragavoy. It was very close to the end of his life, and the physical symptoms of his heart's deterioration were getting much more prominent, and he knew the end was near. All he had was one line. Take it. Take another little piece of my heart. I just have a hard time getting my head around a guy whose heart is failing. It's probably the single most dominant fact of his life, writing a song around that line, take another little piece of my heart. You know you got it
if it makes you feel good. So powerful. You know, the pictures in this book are just too much. I mean, it's really going into a time machine. I mean, there's one shot here of Burns and Neil Diamond and a couple other folks I'm less familiar with, and everybody with a smile on their face. You describe Here Comes the Night, the dark soul of Burt Burns. Boy, a lot of the pictures in here, he just seems to be on top of the world.
He was a Prince of Broadway.
What's the dark soul part?
Well, there's an ambiguity to that term intended. One, I'm referring to the kind of music that he made, which is, you know, soul music, and it's very dark. Burns' music pushes his singers to the edge of despair. There's an urgency, there's a hysteria to his music. It just lays in every song. So that sense, dark soul. The other is, of course, a reference to his doomed heart and the darkness that he lived under because of that.
He did not survive the R&B era. What would he think about our time right now?
Well, you know, Burt Burns was so much a man of his times, formed in the 40s and 50s and coming to age in the 60s and having such a great role, big part in opening up the musical culture. But Burns' songs, they're trapped in his pathology, and they just seem so intense and urgent and desperate. And I sensed out of those records somebody who was writing about himself, even though he didn't think that that was what he was doing.
Well, it's been great hanging out, Joel.
John, what a pleasure.
Joel Selvin's new book is Here Comes the Night, The Dark Soul of Burt Burns and the Dirty Business of Rhythm and Blues.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.